August 10, 05, The American Legion Magazine, P.O. Box 1055, Indianapolis, Indiana 462060. Dear American Legion Magazine, I am writing you this letter at the urging of my father. He is a veteran of the Air Force. He was formerly based out of Richards G. Power Air Force Base in Kansas City, Mo. Over the years, he has endured a host of health problems ranging from heart failure to diabetes. Thus, he has used the government-issued benefits through the VA to keep himself healthy through needed prescription drugs. Furthermore, he is a proud vet that feels very strongly about the men and women of our armed forces being cared for both on and off the battlegrounds. In your June 2005 Legion issue, he was incensed by an article detailing benefit cuts to veterans across the board via the Bush administration. Essentially, the notion of George Bush being our president with such utter pro-war tendencies with a more active agenda cutting benefits to our soldiers for their many sacrifices stunned him. As a son of a vet and never being part of the armed forces, I was shocked as well. How could a president that has mired our country into over 4 years of war cut his nose off despite his face? Does my father have a right to feel angry and jilted? Hell yes. All veterans deserve to be outraged and should do everything within their constitutional boundaries of free speech to make sure that these gung-ho Republicans in D.C. hear their cry. Overall, I was skeptical about writing a letter as the child of a war vet bruised by bad policies. Namely, I lost much interest in the political facade of America after November 2, 2004. On the other hand, I feel it's only right to defend my father years after he unselfishly defended our country. Also, I want to make it known how much the policies of the Bush administration have hurt and continue to ail our fine country. I did not vote for Bush either time and find his entire presidency a shame. Furthermore, I find it painful that the folks who have defended him the most, namely U.S. soldiers, are getting benefit cuts and inadequate supplies. There is no excuse for this blatant disrespect to soldiers from a president that vacations frequently, eats well, travels in a five-star caravan and receives the best health care on planet Earth. If this man wants to call our military's finest to war, then he needs to stand behind those words by outfitting our armed forces with needed benefits for the rest of their lives. Yours in my father's defense, Joe Domino, Joe Domino, Sr. My father.